Blog Talk Radio.
Hey Vance, can you hear me?
Hey, yes, I can hear you.
Okay, hold on. Is it recording it? Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Let me turn my volume up. Okay, I'm going to do my little
thing. Can you not hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
I got to do my little intro. Let me talk about what you want. Go back here. My mom and dad in the room. All right, let's get it while the getting is good, okay? All right, let me start.
Let's go.
Let me get my voice right.
It's already right.
Hi, this is... Should I stop? Okay, I'm about to start. Hi, this is Chastity Melvin with my True Sport Pod... No. This is Chastity Melvin with my True Sport Pod... No, I can't. This is Chastity Melvin, host of True Sport Podcast. I have Vincent Askew, former Seattle Supersonic, played in the 90s, NBA veteran, Memphis bred. Vincent, what's going on?
What's up, Chaz? How are you today?
You know, I got to get this. I'm doing great. I just finished The Last Dance. We're going to chop it up tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. your time. Could Jordan have won seven? Let's talk about that real quick. Could he have won seven?
With the shortened season, I believe he probably could. I'm not going to give it to him, but with the shortened season, they probably would have been a favorite.
When you heard him talk about he wished they would have gone for seven, like they could have Jerry Krause and them, they could have gave them one-year contracts. He was signing one-year contracts up until that point. And when he said it, like, did you, as a former pro, I know I felt it when he said, I just can't accept not going for it. Like, I just started thinking about some of the things throughout my pro career that I couldn't accept. What's something that you couldn't accept from your pro career?
Man, losing in the first round when we were the favorite when he retired. So I felt him. I feel Mike on that. They should at least let him run it back that 1 year. But, yeah, man, we were favorite the 2 years that he went to baseball. And we lost in the first round both years. So, man, that still eats at me.
Is that because they made changes or?
Yeah, they made some changes, and plus we had young superstars who kind of got tight when we went down by a game, so they got kind of tight at that time. So
we got to start over. We got to get something clearer than
yes.
that. We need snippets
yes,
so we... people can just get it. My dad keeps
yeah.
sliding around. I'm telling.
What do you mean sliding around?
With his flip flop. Okay, let's start it again.
All
right. We got to get some short, heavy hits, so I'm going to try to ask questions.
Short
so
and sweet.
Bounce it off first. Yeah. This is Chastity Melvin with my True Sport Podcast. On the line, on the show, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right? Shit, I'm not even going to say that. Let's start again. That's why I said we should have just video. Okay, let me see. I'm tired.
Well, let's video it.
All right. No. I'm going to do it now. I'm going to just record it. All right, here we go. This is Chastity and Melvin. We're talking about The Last Dance. Oh, don't say nothing, Vince. I got to do the intro. This is your host, Chastity Melvin, True Sport Cat Pot. All right. All three. One, two, three. This is Chastity Melvin, host. I'm so tired, Chas. Just 2 minutes. Focus. Fourth quarter.
Focus. Yes, focus, focus.
This is Chastity Melvin, host of your True Sport Podcast. On the line with me right now, I have Vincent Askew, former Seattle Supersonics, NBA veteran, played in the 90s, knows the real scoop, played against Jordan, as we watched in the Last Dance documentary last night, played against the Black Jesus. I want to know his scoop. Benson, what's going on?
What's up, Chaz? How you doing today?
Well, you know me. I got questions. You know, we got to do this little promo because we're going to go live tomorrow night. But I got a few questions right after watching it. You know, I just kind of got emotional watching the Last Dance, watching Jordan. Wow. Do you really think if they would have kept the team together, they would have won seven in a row? Jordan just couldn't accept that. Do you think they would have won seven?
Well, with the shortened season, it was a shortened season that following year. And they would have been the favorites. So I hate to say it, being a former opponent of his, but they probably would have, to be honest with you.
And while we're talking about being honest, I know, like, I talked about playing in the pros. I was watching it with my mom and dad, and my mom and dad were like, Chaz, do you remember these moments? Like Jordan's remember these moments? I was like, well, I didn't have those moments, Mom, but I remember certain moments. What's your favorite moment or what's the moment you really remember from your pro career?
Ooh, that's tough. Favorite moment? Well, one of my favorite moments, probably the most favorite, was beating Utah to go to the NBA Finals. That's the apex of any player. You want to get to those finals. So probably those last seconds when the clock was running down and we knew that we were going to the finals to play against Chicago, that was probably my favorite moment.
This is Chassie Melvin, True Sport Podcast. I'm here with Vincent Askew, NBA veteran, played in the 90s. I think I learned a lot about Michael Jordan, and what stuck out most is how he developed that father-son relationship in his mind with the security guard. Talk about how you developed friendships with the security working at the arenas, because I know I love my security people going into the games, going into the arena. They were like family to me. So talk about that a little bit.
Man, that took me back to Seattle because it was a lady. She was a hostess right outside the locker room, and her name was Miss Shirley. And we got so close with her. She had a son around my age, and I used to go over to their house and eat Sunday dinner and all of that, so I can kind of relate to how Jordan felt about Gus.
Yeah, that was crazy. I had a Miss Shirley, too. That's crazy. And I remember when I got traded, she ran around the hallway and gave me a big hug. Like, I can't believe they're trading you. Like, it's just it's crazy how, you know, we're at the arena so much and how we develop relationship with some of the people that work security at the arena. That was just,
yeah.
I know people didn't really look into that much, but I know as former pro, I know a lot of players could kind of relate to people that they develop relationships with, whether it was a pregame routine, giving them dap before going out on the court, but it was just like that athletes like consistency. So we love seeing those same people, you know, watching out for us, you know, taking care of us, pointing our family in the right direction. You know, they were just, you know, special people.
Oh, yeah. Just being away from home sometimes, they kind of are a substitute for that. You know, especially, like I was saying before, Miss Shirley, she was my grandmother's age. So she was sort of a substitute away from home, a mom away from home, so to say.
Speaking of the Last Dance, again, this is Chassie Melvin, host of True Sport Podcast. I got Vincent Askew with me. We're chopping it up about the Last Dance documentary. Vincent, tell me a little bit about Scottie Pittman playing with his back issue in Game 6 against Utah. Did you realize he was that injured?
Yeah, I did. I was actually at the game, and when he went up for that dunk, he came down awkward. I've done that before. And I was like, man, he's done, you know. And but he actually sucked it up. And like they said on the documentary, he was actually more valuable being on the court, a detour. That's a heck of a decoy, Scottie Pippen. He's a great decoy.
Oh, Scottie Pippen was a great decoy. Unbelievable. Talking about Jordan and how he was so keen with any little thing motivating him. And in the documentary, it talked about Byron Russell when he came to speak to Karl Malone and John Stockton. And Brian Russell started saying, man, why you quit? You know I can't defend you. Have you ever had any young buck on your team that talked trash to the older players and you had to, like, shut them up real quick?
Yeah, Gary Payton. Gary Payton, he came into the league. His first comment was like, guards like him and Magic Johnson don't come around a lot. And we were like, you know, we were looking at each other like, man, he can't even shoot. You know, Gary came a long way, but yeah, he was a talker. He was a big time talker.
Yeah, as a former pro, I used to get mad at my guards when they would be talking junk to some of the, like, you know, Diana Taurasi and them came into the league early and they were like ballers. And I'm like, yo.
Right.
If you can't guard, right. You can't back it up. Like, I talk
junk
when I knew I could back it up. You know?
You can back it up. Right.
Like Jordan
exactly.
said, it's easy to talk junk when you up 10 to 12.
When
you
up,
the game is
right.
on the line, can you? When you up, but can you talk junk
right.
when the game is on the line?
The game is
but
tight.
Yeah, that
that's,
was crazy.
That's separation.
That was crazy. And then for him, to make the game winner against Byron Russell, it just goes to show like he was a killer. He was a killer.
Yeah.
Now
was a
I'm going to end with this last question, and then we're going to get into it more tomorrow. You guys, make sure you tune in to True Sport Podcast tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern. We're going to chop it up about The Last Dance, and we're going to talk about how Reggie Miller came at Jordan until Jordan told him he was the Black Jesus.
How
would you feel if Michael Jordan would have walked up to you and said, I'm the Black Jesus? Like, what was your reaction?
Probably like Reggie felt, because, I mean, think about that. You would never imagine somebody saying that. And Jordan had that kind of swag and respect, though, you know. And he took every little thing because he was so great, you know, that motivated him. And he had a memory like an elephant. He never forgot anything. So, Jordan was tough, big time.
Jordan was tough. It would have been nice to have an extra season to The Last Dance. This could have won 7 in a row. But we're going to talk about this again tomorrow. 8 o'clock Eastern. I can't wait to chop it up with you, Vince. And we'll be on the Pop and DJ Rocking.
Sounds good. Look forward to it.
Okay, that works. I'm going to try to record that, see how it sounds. If it's not, I'll just put a picture. Bye.
It'll be good. All right, bye.